The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at the first verse. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. After the priests had assembled with the elders, they devised a plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You must say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story is still told among the Jews to this day. This is the word of the Lord.
So we join in prayer. Lord, we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit. And may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. And if this report gets out to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story has been widely circulated to this day. Fake news. Well, what? Hard sometimes to know, isn't it? What was it Pilate said to Jesus when he was questioning him? What is truth? That's what today is about, isn't it? April the 1st, I mean, April Fool's Day. A day for fooling people. April Fool's Day all over Europe and the Western world. What was it Bruce said? I think not since 56 or so? Has April Fool's Day coincided before with Easter Day? There are similar days, apparently, in other parts of the world as well. A day when you set out deliberately to pull the wool over somebody's eyes or send them on pointless errands. Apparently, some people think it may have had its origins in the story of the flood, when Noah, sent out a dove by mistake before the waters had subsided on a pointless errand, as it were, though no one seems exactly sure if that's the origin of it or not. But the idea that people were being sent out on pointless errands to commemorate an event. It doesn't have to wait for April Fool's Day, though. Way back when I was an apprentice in a large engineering factory, we were always being sent on pointless errands, some of which are, of course, apocryphal. Go and tell the storekeeper you have come for a long stand. It would take some time before it dawned on you that you were just doing that and nothing else. Go and ask the storekeeper for a box of sparks for the grinder. I seem to have mislaid my left-handed screwdriver. Go and ask the storekeeper for one. Mind you, traditionally, if you want to do an April Fool's prank, it has got to be before midday. Otherwise, as they say, the joke's on you. So you're okay, only an hour or so to go. What is truth? It's a conundrum, isn't it? How do we know what is really true? You listen to someone convincing, but they could be making it all up. The courts are very careful. They need lots of evidence. Scientists subject their work to peer review, so as far as possible, it can be proved that what they have come up with attests to the facts. We all spend our lives trying to distinguish between what is true and trustworthy on the one hand and what is false and fraudulent on the other. So what about Easter? We can cope well enough with Holy Week, with Good Friday, with the themes of betrayal and so on. We have little problem with the idea that a man died on a cross for what he believed. No difficulty, really, with the stories of a man who loved his friends and his enemies alike. But Easter Day, an empty tomb, a dead man come back to life. Some people have tried to prove it. Lawyers, medics, historians have all spent time trying to show to a watching world that the story of Easter Day is true. But on April Fool's Day, I wonder if we need a slightly different approach. I wonder if perhaps today we need Mary. As Rachel was telling us a little earlier, we have been following the story of Jesus through Mary's eyes from the days of Jesus' birth, through all the bewilderment that was hers and the pride and the hopes and dreams and so on, and ultimately the tears of loss as she sees her son dying on a cross. But do you remember from early on in those stories, Mary treasured all these things in her heart? I think that's what we need today. We know Mary was there early on. We know she was at the foot of the cross. We don't know that she was with Mary Magdalene and the other women in the garden, but quite likely she was one of the women who followed Jesus from Galilee. But more importantly for Easter is Mary's heart. She treasured all these things in her heart. So when it came to hearing the news of Easter, that Jesus was risen, Mary's heart, what she felt, how she heard the news. Imagine her grief. Imagine her not wanting to grasp at straws. Imagine her not wanting to believe it could be true. Wanting to believe, but hardly able to believe that it could be true. No better place to look for truth today than in Mary's heart, actually in ours. Fake news, April Fool, propaganda, all those things have been around for many years, and our world continues to be awash with them. But then there are our hearts. What if the real meaning of today, the real truth of today, is to be found not so much in stories written down, not in legal or scientific proofs, not in arguments back and forth about fake news or anything else, but in our hearts? What if today we're not required to believe in six impossible things before the end of the service, but in a power in the universe that beats in all our hearts? Life that never ends. Hope that courses through our veins. Jesus, who pulses in the world with all the stubborn, insistent, love-knitted power of our hearts. Like Mary's heart. So come on today. Don't worry if you look foolish in the eyes of the world. It's a dead and dying world, and our hearts are for life everlasting. Don't worry if you count as nothing in the eyes of the wise of the age. Their wisdom is as nothing before God's foolishness, and our hearts are for truth and love. Because maybe April Fool's Day is the best day to celebrate Easter. Because, as someone said, the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of the world. Or, as someone else put it, I'm a fool for Christ. Whose fool are you? So in a minute, we're going to give you an opportunity to... We're going to send you, really, on an apparently pointless errand. When we come to the peace before we share communion in the usual way, we are going to greet one another with a word of peace. And then, if you would like to, please feel free to do so. You don't have to, but if you'd like to, take one of the flowers from the various pots around the church. By the way, all these were assembled during the week when Rachel and her... the people who helped her set up a stall outside the front and invited people to come and make flowers and to pray and talk about various things that were important to them and which came into focus in the days of Holy Week. They now form part of this beautiful display. We're going to move them and put them on or around the cross. See, in this world, it is a pointless errand. It is foolish. The cross is a symbol of death, a symbol for our world. And in this world, nothing survives. But today, Easter Day, the cross is empty and it blooms. It will be festooned with new life. And after we have sung and made our offering, we will make with flowers a symbol of the foolishness of God. Because ultimately we are sent on what seems to be a foolish, a pointless errand to the world. Go and tell them that Jesus is risen. And it doesn't matter how long after today at noon we do it. It doesn't matter to whom we say it. And it doesn't matter where in the world we look for it to be true. It doesn't matter, because it is God who says to the world, on this day of all days, the joke's on you. Fools for the world, Christ.